Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean.
Hey!
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes!
K-Rock.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
What do you mean, this noise? You mean I gotta drink this coffee hot?
This job would be great if it wasn't for the customers.
What do you want with me?
Stop a couple of angels from entering and thus negating all existence. I hate it when people need it spelled out for them.
Hello?
I'm Jay. This is my head of life mate, Sam Bob.
Sex is a joke in heaven.
The way I understand it is mostly a joke down here, too.
Straight from TJ, I give you Kinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud.
I'm the Sexy Stud.
Hey, sleepyhead, what's going on?
I'm wide awake, man.
Just had no interest in coming here and talking to us. That's
no,
all.
I just I was challenging myself to see if I can make it here in a correct time, but by leaving very late.
How far is the drive? Because you got here in about 20 seconds.
It's not. I live up in the Hollywood Hills, so up past Hollywood and Highland, up like the top of La Brea.
It's not too bad, depending on the time.
No. Yeah, basically, if you get to Fairfax and it's open, you're here.
Did you run over any people? Or
I did a few, but you know what? I was like, I'm on the radio. I'm sorry. This is important.
Get over it. Priority. Kevin Smith was literally asleep 30 minutes ago, and here he is at our studio doing an interview. That's pretty impressive, I gotta tell you.
That's dedication to the arts.
We have so many things we need to talk to you about, so let's get the business out of the way first.
Yes, let's
Crazy
do the plug.
For Colt 2 is, why don't you explain to folks who don't remember this great event that happened last year for the first time?
We did it last year. Ralph was there. You saw it.
Absolutely.
You talk about it. You sell it.
It is...
Never mind. It's a genius show. It's a great show. It's the art show for people that aren't really into art shows but are into movies, because all the artwork is themed to your favorite cult flicks and the flicks you love. A lot of Goonies artwork.
Love that.
Yeah. A lot of depictions of, what's his name? Who was Short Round in that movie?
Data. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
A lot of Data paintings. there's did you see that painting? Have you seen some of the previous
stuff? I haven't seen the previous stuff yet.
There's a painting, a Sears family portrait sitting of the Torrances from The Shining. Just like sublime.
Yes.
You look at it and you're like, I would totally hang that in my house.
The thing is, it's great artists doing really interesting work, but it's all based on characters and themes and movies that you know.
Yes.
So it's immediately accessible, but at the same time, it's really sort of... you know, current artwork that is really, really well done by these young artists.
And this is a month-long thing, right?
Yeah, once the installation goes up, it stays there for a little while, but the opening night is tonight.
If you want to buy any of it, you need to go, well, now, because Smith will go in later today and buy every freaking piece of art that's good will already be purchased by the time you get there.
He ain't lying. Last year was the inaugural event, and me and Scott Mosier, my producer, were the hosts, you know, the presenters or whatever.
Right.
But really, it's a gallery owned by this dude Jensen, Gallery 1988 on La Brea and Melrose. And but as the host, they let us go in first to see like everything.
So you just bought up everything so no one could.
I bought up every piece of artwork that was themed to our stuff, because apparently we make cult movies.
Okay.
And then I bought a bunch of stuff that had nothing to do with my movies.
You know, Kevin,
as well.
When you're a host, you don't eat all the hors d'oeuvres before the guests show up.
Yeah, look at me. I eat. Yes, I do.
I went
you're
in
saying
it
to the adage to the wrong
I
man.
I went opening night last time, and I said, oh, this is great. I want to buy this. What's this red dot mean? Oh, that means Kevin Smith already purchased that piece.
There were more red dots all over those walls. It was like I'd brain somebody with a shotgun. This is red everywhere.
I was like, all right, I'll take this instead. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Smith already has bought that
one.
And
where are
they now? How about this? Can I have this?
They're all hanging up in the house. I hung them all
Kevin
up.
Smith.
Yeah, we got a lot of wall space.
Yeah, right. So go and enjoy it, but don't expect to be able to walk away with anything.
I will control my urges this year. I won't buy near
Ralph, you got to get there before opening night, for God's sake.
I did actually. I bought a great piece last year.
What'd
it is
get?
It is a beautiful oil painting of Ralphie from A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. Remember the Christmas Story movie?
Of course.
Yeah.
Remember the scene where he goes to Santa Claus to ask for the Red Ryder BB gun?
Yes.
And Santa kicks him down the slide in the department store and he lands at the bottom? It is an amazing depiction of him going down the slide after being kicked down by Santa Claus.
I remember that piece.
It's
awesome.
A brilliant piece.
It was tough not to buy.
One of my favorite pieces in our house. So.
Let me give out the information again if you want to see this show. And I went last year, too. I happened to be in town a few days later. And, of course, everything was sold out. But I went to the show on your recommendation, Kevin, and it was well worth the time.
Did you really? One of your rare L.A. appearances?
Uh-huh. Gallery 1988 is at Melrose in La Brea. The address is 7020 Melrose Avenue. The opening is going to be tonight for the public. And you and Scott Mosier, your producer, you guys are going to be there tonight. Host. Oh, yeah. And what does it mean when it says you're hosting the event? You're serving drinks or what?
Q&A? Yeah, basically, when you go to the bathroom, we hand you towels. Yeah.
Good. Very nice. Okay,
things
I like it.
Like that. We're just hanging out. We're just the name.
Now, when you buy this stuff, it doesn't get taken down. So it's not like if they don't go tonight, it's not going to be there. They can still see all of the artwork.
Totally. You pick it up at the end of the display. You can go and pick up your art afterwards.
Yes, month and a half later, the stuff's yours. But in the meantime, starts at 7, totally free. There's booze and food.
Wow. And the website is crazyforcult.com, and that's for the number four, crazyforcult.com. Kevin Smith is here. We have to take a break, Kevin. Rob's got the showbiz beat. We got Anna Faris coming up after 8, and then we have many more things we need to talk to you about, including somebody seen the new Star Trek movie, I understand?
No.
Nope.
Nobody has seen the new Star Trek.
No, it hasn't happened.
No.
Well, then we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about wanting to see it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, yeah. The desire. We'll speak hypothetically about how awesome it is.
All of that straight ahead here on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean. Gayer than a lake full of pink fish. K-Rock.
Quick look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Quick look. That's Bean telling me speed
go,
it up.
Go, 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 go.
Well, I don't know if we're on a tight schedule with Miss Ferris. That's why I suggested
I'd like
it.
To be on a tight schedule with Miss Ferris.
Yes, we know what you're saying.
I don't even know what that means.
Nice. Subtle.
If you say it like this, it sounds
You
really,
dropped it down and suddenly I got a little turgid. Anyway.
Congratulations to Gwen Stefani and her husband, Gavin Rossdale. Gwen had a baby boy yesterday.
Mm-hmm,
they named the baby, wait for it, Zuma.
Yeah!
This is Zuma. A generation of really bad child names.
Yeah.
This Especially is a generation. We're just raising. Just you ain't kidding. Brutal. I got a Harley Quinn. I know what I'm talking about.
Harley's a cute name for a girl.
It is, but still, it's like, why can't... Whatever happened to Jen, Jill, Bobby,
Kevin, Ralph, Lisa?
Not unique enough. Kevin was a weird name back in the day, but it's just so strange. Everybody feels the need to, like they
differentiate their child from everyone
My kid
else.
Will be special if it has a name that isn't used by humans.
Yes, I want to name my kid something that means he has to cure cancer. These names are far too big for what might happen.
But at least there's two middle names.
Yes, well. Zuma, Nesta, Rock, Rossdale.
Rock is in the name?
Zuma,
yep,
comma, Nesta, comma, Rock. Comma Rossdale.
That kid can't be like, you know, at 35 can't be like, yeah, I work at Burger King. Like with a name like that, you have to accomplish something.
Well, you're not curing cancer either. Dr. Zuma, we have the results back. I don't see that happening. It's just not happening.
I'm just going to get beat Zuma up. Rock to you.
Zuma Nesta. We said Zuma Nesta sounds like something you take to when you can't sleep at night.
It is.
A little over the counter.
It's an expectorant of sorts, isn't it? Have you ever been to a Gwen Stefani show? My kid was
one. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Ton of them. Oh, my God. That chick's amazing.
She's played a bunch of those shows for us here at K-Rock.
A lot of energy in those
amazing
shows.
Amazing live.
Makes you feel, that's the kind of artist that makes you feel even fatter.
Yeah.
Because she's got, like, she's singing and dancing and flipping around.
But that's why she's so thin, because she's singing and dancing and flipping around. If you had a show like that, you'd drop 50 pounds. Just
never
like
in a million years. I would be like, bring out a chair.
You should go on the road and do a musical. That's what you should do.
What are you saying, man? That I have to do something?
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Easy.
I'm saying you, like the musical, Wolverine the musical or something. I see you doing that.
I get it, dude. I'll lose weight. Let's move on.
It's not
You've
about weight.
You've already hurt
weight.
My feelings. Let's,
oh, for God's sake.
What else
sake.
Is on Star Beat? Who else do you want to berate this
Who
morning?
Knew you had such thin skin, for God's sakes?
See, thin skin. That's a fat joke as
well,
isn't it?
That's what I'm thinking.
You're horrible.
Speaking of... People who can perform and sing live, like Gwen Stefani. What happens if you're a big star and you don't have those skills?
Like whom?
Like maybe Britney Spears? Apparently some audio of Britney performing live has appeared on the internet, and it's making the circulations, and it doesn't cast her in the best possible light.
Awesome. She gets a lot of help on stage. There's a lot of tracks going on at her concerts,
She's
right?
always received a lot of help in the studio, and then on stage they sort of replicate that. So someone has isolated her vocals...
Ooh.
You want to hear a little Britney?
Yes,
I do.
Oh, and she's in control. And she loves me. This Hollywood girl. She's so lucky.
No way. Awesome. Awesome. No way.
She's out of breath, right?
She's singing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
To the track of her singing, she's singing along
and
while
dancing.
She's dancing and everything else. And
but
that's
she's doing
what happens.
That crack thing where she's like,
wow.
You know, Madonna can do that because she runs like 10 miles a day. She really has her cardio built up so she can sing and dance.
Well, Britney, in her defense, drives to Starbucks 20 times a day.
She does.
So
that's true.
Yeah, I don't get this. Wow.
It's never good news with this chick anymore.
No.
Well, actually, her body's back. That's good news.
There's that. But then, like, just when she's got that, like, all right, my body's back, suddenly this is what she sounds like.
This tape's out there.
Poor kid.
You're the father of a young girl, as we mentioned.
I am. Harley. 9 years old.
Yeah. Is she a Miley Cyrus fan?
Oh, naturally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, don't spend all your money buying art this weekend, because apparently you're going to be shelling out $250 per ticket to go to the Miley Cyrus birthday party. Miley is turning sweet 16 on November the 23rd, and she is closing down Disneyland for a private event. But
is,
fans can buy tickets to her birthday party if they show
the 16 legal in California?
I do not believe so, sir. No, it is not.
Does good, because I'm not interested.
So is it a party or is it a concert where, with an opportunity for her to make money?
That is brilliant. Like, what better way to celebrate your birthday than earning while celebrating it? Totally. I went to a Miley Cyrus concert in Pittsburgh when we were out shooting Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah. And?
Plug. Yipes. A lot of energy. Chick had a lot of energy. But, you know, not my scene, really.
No? Really?
No. Not your scene?
Hard to believe. She did a costume change, though, in the middle of the show that I thought was kind of interesting. Not on stage, mind you, but she just disappeared.
Not interesting, though.
And then, like...
She has a double that comes out.
That's the thing. Like, well, I'm watching the show going,
she does?
That's not her. And then all of a sudden, she appears in a different place.
When
they don't try
when
to
she's Hannah
it.
Montana.
Yes.
Right. She has a double Hannah Montana come out at one moment, like a smoke
the
and mirrors kind of thing.
As Hannah Montana, and then she has to go become Miley Cyrus.
Right. I gotcha.
Which requires taking off a wig.
Well, she has to take her clothes off and then shoot some photos of herself with her cell phone in underwear
pass
and stuff.
Them on.
Send
and
them then to pass them and then get back on stage so you can see why she needs a little
That's
time.
The thing my kid is dialed into now. Like, my kid, I guess in school the gossip starts spreading, so she knew about that. At one point she brought it up, and me and the wife looked at each other like, did you tell her? But, like, there seems to be this mini backlash amongst the youth. Not about Miley Cyrus so much as Zac Efron.
Well, sure.
And Vanessa Hudgens. Oh. There was this whole, like, she took naked pictures and sent them to Drake and Josh.
But doesn't that just make her
like
better, though?
My kid is telling me, and I'm like, how do you know that?
And then SpongeBob was there. He sent the photos.
And I'm like, I had to press further, because I was like, why do you think she did that? Why would he want naked pictures? She's like, everybody wants naked pictures.
Oh,
and I was like, you are so my kid.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Fantastic.
I got rid of all the cameras in that.
I was going to say, yeah, I bet you did.
What was the screaming factor like at a Miley Cyrus concert, Kevin? I just can't imagine you. I mean,
it was
little girls
insane.
They have the most piercing sound that they can make.
Yes, it was piercing, and it took a long time for the hearing to go back to normal.
Yeah,
we had a lot of this.
Way that kind of sound.
Way more than
more
that.
Than that? Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. Higher.
Today's celebrity birthday: Cindy Williams. You know her as Shirley from Laverne and Shirley. 61 years old today.
Hello. Hello, Laverne. Hello.
Schlemiesel,
see, I can
schlemazel.
Do voices. Put me on the show, dude. I can do voices for you.
We would, give but you won't get here in time.
I know.
Got
to
show up to be
show,
on the air.
Like, when I get here?
Not much time for squeaky either.
We still do a lot of squeaky comedy.
Sure.
Tori Amos is 45 years old today. James DeBarge of the band DeBarge is 45. Love me some DeBarge.
Which one is he?
Who cares?
He's not L, and he's
not
funny.
No.
So
he was the keyboardist.
Really?
Yeah.
All This Love?
Mm-hmm. See?
Name another
Smith
hit.
Knows some.
Yeah, let's move on.
Time will reveal.
Who's going down now? Yeah. Last Dragon?
Well. Kevin, you're out of town. You work a lot. You don't know that Ralph does a birthday for one of the DeBarges every other day. I mean, there's like 3,000
of them.
There's
a lot of people in the family.
There's like 400 DeBarges.
Stop it with them.
And Debbie Peterson, drummer for the Bangles. One of my favorite all-girl groups. She is 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Sounds kind of fruity.
Ooh. K-Rock.
Hello. Kevin, you've had the opportunity to work with a lot of very talented actors and actresses over your long career. Ever work with the beautiful Anna Faris? Has she ever been in any of your stuff?
I have not, but I'm a great admirer. I think she's very funny. It's always refreshing when you find an actress who can also be very, very funny.
Yes. Especially a hot actress.
A comedian, yes.
It's hard to find a combination of
very attractive young lady.
A pretty girl who's also funny. That's rare.
Totally.
Ralph was saying a few minutes ago, this is a great weekend at the movies. There's a lot of stuff coming out that looks good. Tops of the list has got to be The House Bunny with Anna Faris, who joins us back on The Kevin and Bean Show after far too long gone. Hey, Anna, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Kevin Smith wants to hire you.
I love it. I would love to work with you, Kevin.
Oh, that's very sweet.
This movie looks so funny, and the reviews have been really, really good so far. Tell people, maybe if they've been living in a cave, they don't know what the House Bunny's all about, what they're in for this weekend.
The house bunny is, it's about a Playboy bunny who gets kicked out of the mansion because she's too old. And
by too old, you mean?
27.
Yeah. Wow. They're used up at that point.
Retirement.
Yeah. And she ends up becoming the house mom to sort of the misfit sorority sorority on campus.
The sorority is closing its doors. I have a clip. The sorority is closing its doors, and she figures that she might be able to help them with that.
Why are they going to take your house away?
Because we get no pledges, and everyone kind of thinks we're losers.
That's so sad. Why does everyone else get all the pledges?
Well, they have great parties, and boys actually like them.
I'm an expert at parties and boys. I'm a bunny. Men write to me from prison, sometimes in their own blood. I mean, I assume it's theirs. Who knows? I don't.
So you take this sad sack sorority. What kind of important lessons do you teach them?
Well, how to push up your chest and stick out your butt.
All right.
I give them a makeover so they look like sort of really hot, exotic dancers. And
this movie has everything.
That's what college is for.
But then, you know, in the end, my character sort of realizes that her priorities are a little screwed up.
Oh no, she doesn't learn an important lesson and stop being hot, does she?
I know, wouldn't that be tragic?
Yeah, it would be. You know what's also tragic is my girl Catherine McPhee's in the movie and she plays the pregnant one.
I know, but she's hot pregnant.
Yeah, but still.
Hot pregnant is a whole different category.
Is that not a category for you?
You don't put a fake belly on Catherine McPhee's body. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, is this... All the audience, dude. The chubby chasers, there's someone in there for you as well.
Is this the first acting that she's done, Ralph? Catherine McPhee? Is this her big
her
debut
first
role?
Movie, I think, yeah.
Yeah, this is her first acting debut, and she's great. And it was really fun to work with her. Every once in a while, she would sing on set to us, which was pretty great.
Oh, that's cool.
You don't see a lot of comedies out there that are primarily a female cast. Was it fun for you to work with a bunch of other chicks as opposed to, you know, being surrounded by a bunch of dudes?
Yeah, it was awesome. We definitely became a little like a sorority, and I felt like the house mom at the time.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I totally had to crack the whip a couple times.
Oh, that's what I'm
really?
Talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do know about parties and boys.
this is...
It was great. We all became really close.
Anna Faris is on the phone with us. We're talking about The House Bunny, the new movie that opens up today. Ralph, you were saying a couple days ago that Anna is also on the cover of and is featured in the current newsstand copy of Playboy.
Yeah. With clothes on?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. I love clothes on pictures.
Bitching about it, too.
Well, I read a piece. I read something online today where Anna entertained notions of actually disrobing in the moment, and her publicist
that's
said,
what
keep it
I'm
on.
I'm talking about.
Wait a minute.
Is that true? Did you say that in some interview?
Is that true?
Yeah, it was true. You know, you're this sexy photo shoot, and you just sort of be like, well, why not?
It's for Playboy, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you follow that gut instinct?
Who said no?
Well, I think, you know, somewhere in the back of my head, I kept thinking about my mom.
Right. No, I totally
whatever.
Get that.
Let your mom get her own photo shoot.
No, I don't think that's what she meant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's what she was talking about. No.
Well, I think in general, it is bogus to allow celebrities to be in Playboy if they're not going to be naked. I really do. But it's still a super hot photo shoot, and it's probably more than we would have gotten out of Anna if she hadn't done the Playboy. So I guess we should just be happy with what crumbs she's willing to give us.
No doubt.
Just follow your gut. That's our message to you, Anna.
It's not too late.
I love it.
It's not too late. Call Hef now. Reschedule.
The House Bunny opens everywhere today. Anna Faris is the star. Anna, thanks for coming on with us. We always have fun with you.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye now.
Kevin and Bean, the world famous K-Rock.
You know, Bean and I, lovers of art. We are art supporters from way back.
Mm-hmm.
From
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid, I love art.
Oh, well, you still a lot of dogs playing poker.
You still paint, right, Kevin?
I do. Yeah. Yes.
What's your medium again? What's your medium?
Crayon.
Crayon, yeah.
It's a specialty. It's very crayon. Difficult.
I believe you left the O out of that word.
Crayon?
Crayon? The reason Kevin is bragging about the art and junk is because our friend Kevin Smith is in the studio, and he tonight will be once again at Gallery 1988, which is at Melrose and La Brea, 7020 Melrose Avenue, for Crazy for Colt. This is the second year they've done it, and it is, again, if you weren't listening last hour, it is an imagining by over 100 different artists, their interpretation of classic Colt films, including some of Kevin Smith's own movies. But it's really cool. And there's a website called crazyforcolt.com. It's crazy. And then the number 4, colt.com, if you want to go and check out the pieces. And be there tonight for your first chance to buy whatever Kevin doesn't buy, I guess.
Which is nothing, because he buys everything.
I felt a certain responsibility last year to buy anything that I was depicted in. Because it would have been weird if
it's
I was...
It's all about you. Because well, it's just I mean, all about you, right,
bunch,
Kevin?
It is, kind of. Yeah. But there were a bunch of Jay and Silent Bob themed paintings, and...
There was.
Wouldn't it have been strange if I was just like, well, I'm not going to buy that one?
Yeah, I'm not so into
if
that.
If I was the artist, thanks. I'd be like, you know what?
What's wrong with
you,
my
buddy?
Depiction of Silent Bob?
Yeah, totally. It's like, I can paint a fat guy in an overcoat. as good as the next guy.
I made this for you.
Yeah, this is my heart and art went into this, jerk.
Speaking of movies, you get the opportunity, Kevin, being pretty well-connected in Hollywood, to see some of the stuff before we do.
You know what I've seen?
Tell us.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Really? Oh, really?
Yes. You've seen that?
Very funny.
Is that any good? Because yeah. I'm hearing kind of dodgy things about
you're
that.
Out of your mind. Don't even start that. Funny movie.
You hear it's great.
I wanted to say it, but I wanted them to clean it up first. I heard it was dirty and they wouldn't give it the rating that it deserved.
So anyway. Initially, from what I understand, the MPA gave it an NC-17, but then I guess the director brilliantly went into an appeal screening and argued down the rating to an R.
I heard he was like a young Clarence Darrow.
No changes. Just awesome. Went in there. It was like Inherit the Wind.
Exactly.
It was on fire. Yeah.
I saw that that it got the R. I was like, yes.
Yes, me
nice
too.
Nice going.
Nobody
it was,
more yes
and
than me.
He just wouldn't stop. And yeah, he just true. Got so tired.
Any
totally.
Questions?
I buried them.
He filibustered them.
I totally did. It was like Mr. Smith went to the MPA.
And that young director was articulate, and he was charismatic, and yeah. he was... He
thin,
was,
too. Really thin.
I heard he was so thin and good looking.
Yes. Yeah. He had pecs and abs.
I was actually...
When does that movie
years.
Come out?
That comes out October 31st.
October 31st. All right.
I'm sure, but
I'd
I've
like
seen
to have that director
stuff.
In.
Yeah, he's. I think he's
at
gettable.
That time. Okay.
I think he's kind of a radio whore.
just don't ask for him too early. Now,
yeah,
how 720 about,
is not his time.
Anything else you've seen that you can or cannot talk about
that
you did or did not see?
I saw The Watchmen a couple weeks ago, which isn't out until March. Zack Snyder's take on the Alan Moore, Dave Gibbons graphic novel.
I don't know the graphic novel, and I haven't read it and all that, but it looked like it's such eye candy.
Get it, read it. Yeah. It's a brilliant piece of literature. One of the only graphic novel / comic book on Time Magazine's top 100 novels
That's
of
right.
all time list.
Wow.
But the movie is insanely wonderful. They did it. They filmed the unfilmable book.
And if you haven't read it, it's out available now in paperback. They put all the issues together in one book so you can sit down.
Go get a trade paperback where? Yeah. At Jane Zombop's Secret Stash.
The only place I buy my paperbacks.
Inside Laser Blazer at Pico. But that is great. It's phenomenal. And I signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't give out details, although it's so close to the book.
If you've read the book,
if you've
you know
read
what the
book,
movie is.
It's like it's all there. They did
then
a great
if it's
job.
So close to the book, why was it considered unfilmable for so many years?
Because the book is how does one the book really makes use of its medium in terms of being able to put up narrative boxes and text that are juxtaposed to the visuals. So somebody mm-hmm. saying one thing, you're seeing a visual for another, but it absolutely makes sense. It's kind of poetic. So for many years, people felt like, even though the book is laid out like a series of storyboards, kind of, a lot of people felt like you just can't do this book justice, and they found a way to do
it. It's a very dense book, too. There's a lot going on.
It's 12 issues of a comic book, which was about, I think they were 28 or 30-page issues back then, because there were more than 22 pages
right,
a pop.
Yeah. A lot of pictures, though, right?
A lot of pictures.
All right.
But you know what a movie is? A movie is 24 pictures per second.
That's true.
That's so why I like math.
All right, so thumbs up on The Watchmen.
Thumbs up way early on The Watchmen, man.
All right,
it's
what else you got?
Huge. I saw a movie last night that I cannot talk about. But
okay, was it good?
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Any stars? Any breakout stars in that?
Yeah, there's a
and
dude.
Do they trek?
There's a what's that?
Do they trek? Do the stars trek? I don't want you to say anything, but do the stars trek in the movie?
Yeah, the stars absolutely trek in this film. It's
without giving it away.
Fantastic. It's anybody who was worried doesn't need to be worried
about this film that you,
about this film, yeah, that I can't talk about. Right. It's
because if you're worried about a film, just any film in general, don't worry.
It was in very capable hands. The director did a phenomenal job. Director and his crew, top-notch cast, and the guy who plays the lead is an instant star.
Wow.
That dude is gonna be so famous. He's so wonderful, and
really,
and,
wow,
and picked up a role that I would say is pretty challenging for somebody to step into the shoes of, because it's a role that had been played before.
Sure.
Many times.
I mean, how do you out Shatner Shatner?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying as an express. I mean, just as an example.
Yes.
I'm not saying specifically that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
But
in a world of expressions, I would agree with that one.
I remember when we had you on around
you're
the time
so
of Dark.
Good with this game,
he's not really.
You're gonna bury me, man.
He can't help himself.
We had you on around the time of The Dark Knight, and I remember asking you at that time. You don't watch the movie like a regular movie fan like us, because you're also
that's
a movie
not
maker.
True.
You're a director.
I totally watch it like a regular movie fan.
But I remember asking you if you thought you could direct a movie like Dark Knight, and you said, hell no, it's so far like out of your sphere.
Which is a lie.
No, it's true,
right?
Man. That dude's talented.
You absolutely
Chris
could
Nolan
do it. I just don't think it that appeals to you. That kind of storytelling appeals to you.
A, I don't know if I could do it. B, I certainly don't have the patience to do a movie like that.
I think you're lazy. That's what I'm trying
very
to say.
Lazy.
You're
lazy.
Definitely lazy.
So
that's
lazy.
The problem. Is that
but
you
I bring that up
the
to preface this
right.
remark,
yeah.
Kevin, and that is, let's say a franchise like Star Trek, not that you've seen the movie or we're talking about the movie, but just let me throw that out there as an example.
Okay.
That's something that is so dangerous to attempt. Is that the kind of project that you would like to do
there
sometime?
You
and would you like to be the guy who gets to do a movie like that?
I would not like to be the guy. In the case of something like Star Trek, it would take a really insanely talented filmmaker, like storyteller, like in the case of Star Trek, J.J. Abrams. So leave it to the people who are best equipped for it. I'm just the guy who should be watching those movies.
Because you've had your chances. They asked you to do Green Hornet, right?
Yeah,
they came
I
to you and said do that.
And I wrote it and I was like, I can't direct this. This is way too big for me. And then and now Seth is doing it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not directing it, but he wrote it with Evan, the guys that wrote Pineapple Express.
He's playing
Express.
The Green Hornet.
Did everyone see Pineapple Express?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So funny.
Yes. I love that
very
movie.
Funny. Funniest movie somewhere.
Well, I think you're selling yourself short. I bet you'd surprise yourself with how good you'd be at a movie like that, though, because you are a guy with so many great ideas.
Nah.
But the truth is, I think comic book movies are best served, I think, when they're made by comic book fans. I mean, look what Favreau did with Iron Man.
I would agree, and I just rewatched Iron Man. Like, you know, I saw it, of course, when it came out.
Right.
And then, you know, since then, Dark Knight's come out, and that kind of took all the heat and thunder away.
Right.
People were like, yeah, Iron Man, that was in May, but now it's Dark Knight Country. I rewatched it on a plane, and that's a really great play.
It's great.
He did
Absolutely.
Such a phenomenal job with Iron Man, and it's so well cast, and the chemistry between Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow, I thought was just fantastic.
I think that was my favorite movie of the year so far.
I agree.
Really? Did you see Dark Knight?
I liked it better than Dark Knight.
Yeah, I loved it, but I think
with the
humor and everything else, I just thought it was better.
I think Iron Man, ultimately, when it comes to DVD, will be a movie that you find yourself quicker to put in than Dark Knight. Because Dark Knight is an emotional commitment, aside from a time commitment. Because it's just like, it takes you into a bleak, dark place. And I think if you were just going to pop in a movie to do some stuff while you're watching it, I'd bet you it would be Iron Man.
Yeah.
Kevin, I hope you'll come back when Zach and Mary comes out end of October. We'll have a chance to catch up again.
I'm sure I'll be there before that.
Bring
sure
that Elizabeth Banks with you when you come in, will you?
Yeah
totally.
Oh, mama.
Great idea.
Yeah, we're not kidding about that.
Yeah, seriously, bring her with.
In fact, you're not invited unless you bring her with.
I bet you guys talked to her before for Bush, for W.
Whoa. Oh, that's right, yeah.
he's talking
it's,
about
George W. Bush, story about George W. Bush. Oliver Stone, Psycho Mike, it's very different.
My bad.
She plays Laura.
Awesome,
she plays
awesome
Laura
aside. Whoa.
In the meantime, meet Kevin Smith tonight. He'll be at the Crazy for Cult 2 show, which is going to be at Gallery 1988, Melrose in La Brea. Said doors open at around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, doors open at 7, but get there at like noon.
Yeah.
Because last year was the first year and not that many people knew about it, and it was packed.
We had over 1,000 people last year.
Wow. So I can imagine this year is going to be even more.
I think they started
nightmare.
Lining up already. But it's free, folks. It's free. It costs you nothing. Go look
at
some
art,
and you get some free booze, I think.
There's not going to be anything left by the time our listeners get in there.
That's true.
Kevin and Bean. Weekday mornings.
Hold on. Wait a second. This is gay. This is really gay. Yeah, this is even gayer than all the men getting in a big pile and having sex with each other.
The world famous K-Rod.
God, when is this going to end?
Can this be true? Is the party really over? Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, they're over? Finally.
Well, my dear, I would like my bedroom, please. Can you exit?
Are you kidding, Spencer? This, fine. All right, I'm going out. That's it, Spencer. We're not speaking anymore.
Good. Thank God.
Well, I will see you Monday.
Can I go now?
Sure. We can all leave now.
Okay. Thanks. See you later, Mom.
Bye.